Hey, hey, and welcome back to another season of the Year 6 Champions podcast.
We have a new cast of presenters who are ready to explore some thought-provoking wonderings.
So get comfortable, turn up the volume, and get ready for today's episode.
Take it away, kids.
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm Bromlin, and I'm from St. Francis of Assisi. And I will be telling you about the red spot on Jupiter with my friend Aquilina.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Aquilina. I didn't see you there.
Oh, hi, Bromlin.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling great. But I have a question to ask you.
What is it?
Do you know what the red spot on Jupiter is?
Well, no, I did not. Can you explain it a little?
Well, sure. I can help a friend in need. First, I'll tell you, Aquilina. Then we can explain together.
Whisper. Thanks. Now I can help you explain to them. We will start by telling you guys some astonishing facts.
Did you know that 342 years ago the red spot had appeared?
Scientists are saying that in another 20 years the red spot will be gone. You might think it's cool, but that is not entirely cool, because if it will go, it will be history in the future, generations to come, and that is really bad. But now, the question that everyone was been waiting, the answer for: what is the red spot on Jupiter?
Well, the red spot is a gigantic hurricane. The red spot is the largest known storm in the solar system, with a diameter of 15,400 miles. It's almost twice the size of the entire Earth. The Great Spot is a long-lived, enormous storm system in the planet Jupiter, and it is the most conspicuous feature of its visible cloud surface. It's generally reddish color, slightly overshaped, and approximately 16,350 kilometers long.
Whoa, so you're saying it was a hurricane all along? What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about some other stuff and elaborate more on the red spot.
The hurricane was made by fluid in Jupiter. Isn't that crazy, guys?
Yeah, that is. The red spot was first spotted between 1998 and the 2000s, when three small white oval-shaped small storms merged together. It produces winds up to 402 kilometers.
So thanks, guys, for listening, and I hope you learned something today, and see you later.
Yeah, bye.